You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I was catching up with a very dear friend of mine on the phone just a few days ago. It had been probably a year sitting down here saying, oh, dear friend, you haven't talked to any year. Well, that's what happens in life, right? Somebody who's been a friend for many, many years. Let's put it that way. And we were catching up, and she said that she was going to a christening this weekend. I think it's tomorrow. And for a little baby, a friend of theirs had a little baby, and they're going to that. And she was all excited. She goes, I'm going to be the godmother. I'm going to be this baby's godmother. And I said, oh, that's really sweet. I said, that's a really cool thing for you to do. And we talked about it for a few moments. And, you know, I asked if her husband was going to be the godfather. And she said, no, it's another couple that's coming. And that guy is going to be the god. So it's a godmother from one couple, godfather from another.
I didn't even know you could do that.
I didn't either. I don't know. I guess you can do any damn thing you want.
Huh.
Anyway, here's where the conversation took a spin, because she goes, Dom, I'm sure, you know, she goes, you're even an Italian boy. You probably are a godfather. How's that been for you? And there's just like crickets for a few moments. I go, I've never been a godfather. And maybe this is very telling. Not one person has ever asked me to be a godfather for their child.
Yeah.
And she goes, that surprises me because you're Italian. And I thought, and I said, yeah, so I was raised, my dad was Italian, but I was not raised in the Catholic faith. So there's that. Plus, even if that's not like a specific requirement, let me just ask you, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Am I a jerk? Because I never would want to be.
Well,
tell me.
I don't even
really
know.
Yes, Dom, you're
know.
A jerk. If somebody asks you, you've got to say yes. You've got to do it.
Let me be honest with you. I don't really know what that involves, being a godparent. I'm not familiar with what goes into that. Are there duties, responsibilities?
So,
are there dues that you have to pay? I honestly don't know. What is that? I mean, it's obviously something religious, right? And you're not religious.
Originally, it was, you know, that the godparent would help with the spiritual guidance. It would help the parents with the spiritual guidance of the young person,
right? That is not you.
Well, I would say that I have got spiritual thoughts within me. They are not traditional, mm-hmm. if that makes a difference.
Okay.
Because I do have a spiritual part of me, but it is not organized religion. Mm-hmm. And I hope that doesn't make me lose like 74% of our listening audience right now. I'm not knocking. Hey, you do you. Whatever works for you.
Right.
I don't knock them. I'm just saying it's just not for me. But there's also another element of just overall, and I guarantee you get calls from people on this, and I'm sure 1,000 text messages correcting us on all this, but it also could be, even if it's not a big spiritual component, it is a helping, you know, with, you know.
Do you have to, like, take them to soccer practice or pick them up from the airport? Now, are you, like, if something, you know, God forbid, happened to the parents, then are you next in line?
I understand that you can be responsible.
You would be responsible then, maybe.
You would have a responsibility.
That goes into it. No, you're not a jerk. I wouldn't want to.
I would
that.
Just say I don't think I'm the right person for
that.
I mean,
you're busy too. I mean, you got other things.
Everybody's busy.
Everybody's busy. I don't think I want that on my plate, you know? I don't want that responsibility.
So you don't want to be a godfather?
I don't think I would want to do that either. No, I don't want that responsibility.
I would like it from the angle of being able to talk that way. But why you show me no respect?
Hey.
I'll make him an offer he can't
win. Your basketball game.
All of that. But
yeah. That's
anyway, nice. So I told my friend that. I said, I don't think I would ever. And she goes, well, that would be very rude.
And again, are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to say no? Or do you just accept it as an honor and you do accept it, but then just kind of try to ghost out of that whole situation? That you say, yes, I'll do it, but then never show up for anything and never give guidance. But you still have the title, you know. Just because you can't back out.
Let's be honest. I would love the title. I just don't want the responsibilities that come with the title. Like many people who are listening right now, you've got somebody at work who's got a certain title and they don't want the responsibilities of that title. I would like that with God. I wouldn't mind being, you know, somebody saying, hey, Dom is so-and-so's godfather. I'd be like, yeah, that's right. I'm the godfather.
I guess going back, can you like do a trial run of this? Or is there a opportunity to back out at some point? Because I feel like from being a little baby human child to maybe like once they start hitting six or seven, when you really have to start kicking in with your duties, that maybe you back out at that point. So you just do it for a little bit, like 6 years.
I would be a great godparent for someone after they were like 20 or 21.
Oh, so you'd want to, so then maybe you can opt out until they were 21.
Until they're 2021, and then I'll step in and help them with career guidance and stuff like that.
Okay, so you would do it in
reverse. But I don't want to take them to soccer practice, and I don't want to do that stuff.
I would do it while they're still a blob and then bounce. Be like, I don't want the hormones and the drama.
So it's like a bell curve here, right? It's like you've got the, you know, at the first year, year and a half, fine. And then after they turn 21, so we can go to the bar together. Yes.
Okay.
But I don't want that 2 to 19 stage or whatever.
Right, yeah, through the hormones and puberty. And
I don't know if this person wants us to say his name or not. In fact, I'm not going to take a chance. We just got a text. Okay. He said, my daughter has a godfather and a godmother, but in our will and trust, if we ever die and our daughter is still alive, she would go to neither of them.
Oh,
and then he put a laughing face.
You like him, but not that much.
I got the impression from the friend that I was talking to, she, and it's not the first time, that she has intimated through her tone that I was being a jerk. Because I don't have an interest.
Jerk is so harsh, you know, when it comes to that. If you were to opt out, you're a jerk. I don't know if it's that. You just...
Well, like, is it rude to tell a couple no? Like, if that is a huge honor to be asked. Let's be honest,
it
right?
It's
a huge honor.
And you could intimate that. You can say, this is an honor. I appreciate it. But I don't think I can follow
I feel
with my duties.
I feel like it would damage the friendship. I really do. Because you know what? There's like, a couple is then going to end their minds, no matter what you say, they're going to be like, oh, our child's not good enough for him. Oh, he doesn't want to help our child.
Let's not hang out with him anymore. Let's
you
not
know how people
ask
feel
him
about
for anything.
Kids. Yeah. Right. You know how people are about their kids, right? So if you were to say no, I feel like that friendship would be over.
You're probably
in fact, as soon as somebody asked me, I should say, listen, let's just get this out of the way now. Our friendship is obviously about to end because I am not going to accept this wonderful honor.
Facebook, because you know how you can put your name and then a little something, a little blurb about you, and be like, Dom,
don't
and
ask
then
me to be your
I don't want to be
godfather.
Your godfather. And then here's my email address.
Shirley is telling us, Jeremy, that you and I are making too much of this.
Really?
She said, I was a godmother twice, one niece, one nephew. It's an honor. Accept it. I never had to do all of what you're talking about. So I wrote back and I was like, you know, Shirley, you just were a lazy godmother. That's
you sure were.
Just didn't do it. Yeah, I'm not. Just sitting there smoking a cigarette. Yeah, fine.
Putting $5 in a birthday card and sending it off. Well, on the other side of that, somebody said, no name, please. So NN, no name. You guys joked, but as the godparent, I did get the calls about taking them to practice, picking them up from school, teaching them how to swim, and even helping contribute to their college fund. They said, oddly enough, I had to have a come to Jesus meeting with them and say, this is not what I signed up for. And then they went on about how it fractured the relationship and they don't really talk anymore. But
well, there's so that. Okay.
They were getting the calls.
Before we get into more of these text messages, let's expand on that, Jer-Bear, because imagine you have selected some friends. Let me put it this way. Friendships end. So now imagine you have selected a really dear friend to be a godparent for your child. And then, you know, 5 years later, you have a big falling out. You guys aren't friends anymore.
Yep. And then
can you replace a godparent?
I was wondering the same thing when I was reading that. Can you pull the rug out from them and say, we remove this honor from you and now we place it on somebody else?
Right.
And then that
I just don't
like,
know.
Whoa,
I mean, that's,
happened?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Janelle's got a funny note. She goes, I'm a godmother from about 25 years ago. She goes, when I was 20 years old, I was asked, but I ghosted out of that about 2 years into it. Yes. She goes, who asked a 20-year-old? See, yeah. I have to agree with her. And no knock on 20-year-olds, but you don't have the life experience, I don't think.
You don't.
To be a godparent.
No. Now you don't you're want just that like in your
a
20s.
Now you're just a friend.
Yeah, you're a bestie.
You know, you're the party girlfriend.
You can take selfies together. Yeah, I don't think that's smart either. I do love the one that Eric wrote in. Eric says, I volunteered to be the godparent, and I was told no. He says, I was told they were conducting interviews, and I wasn't in the pool.
That's
that
fantastic.
Stings, doesn't it? That one stings.